You had a question.
I did. I had a question. What is your approach in early stage breast cancer premenopausal, ERPR positive, HER2 negative, whether or not you do the 21 gene assay? And do you feel like it really translates the results of that?
Sure. The data we have certainly is in both pre- and postmenopausal women, so I'm certainly comfortable with it.
What was your concern?
Because I know that, to my understanding, for the oncotype in the premenopausal, it does not actually have as many premenopausal women that were looked at.
That's true.
And I know that MINDAC did have premenopausal, and I didn't know if there was a little bit more of a benefit of looking towards.
I don't know that there's more of a benefit because they haven't been compared for this patient population.
Right.
But when I look at either score with a patient who's very young, I tell her that we don't know how well this data translates to a woman who's premenopausal, high estrogen environment. We know that younger women tend to have more benefit from chemotherapy, so the assay results may be underestimating the benefit from chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those caveats that we don't have data to tell her how much difference there is, but it is kind of a caveat. That said, if she was a very low risk score, all other things being equal, it wouldn't generally compel me to recommend chemotherapy.